Yes, welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blant Anderson. Thank you for listening. Thank you for potentially subscribing and liking, leaving comments. I'm always looking for guests. Like, I don't care. I want perspective of the world and everyone's experience. So I don't care what you do for a living, what you've been through, I'd love to have you on. So if you're ever interested and you're ever wanting to get something off your chest, I'm always here. We can do it through a Facebook Messenger call, we can do it through Instagram, we can do it through email online, through a phone call, whatever. You know, I'll dial you in and port you through the phone. So I have the cable set up for it. I'm just excited to gather the data of the human experience for myself. I think that's what the universe is doing for itself. I think that's why all of us is here. I think the meaning of life is to assign meaning to life. And it sounds so simple, or it sounds arbitrary, but it's not. I'm gonna say it one more time. The meaning of life is for you to assign meaning to life. Everyone in the world gets the chance to do it in some respect. Some people get stopped. Some people get things thrown in their way. Some people don't get the same opportunity, but at the same time, that is still your life. That's your existence. That's your operation zone. That's your AO. And in that AO, your area operations, you have to just do what you got to do to find peace. As everyone's talking about, happiness. No, it's about peace. You know, peace is different than happiness. Peace is, you can be in the middle of, you know, a car accident, rolling over at 100 mile an hour and at peace. You can be getting shot at and reloading after dumping a mag at a bad guy and at peace. You're still angry, I'm sure, somewhere in there. But at first and foremost, the forefront of what you are, you put forward, is peaceful. Your own peace, your own sanctity, like your inner yourself, your own mind, your own being is at peace. And I feel like everyone's looking for materials and things because they're looking for happiness. But happiness is temporary. You know, it's being happy is the opposite of being sad. Which means you can only be as happy as you are being sad. This universe has every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So as happy as you are, you will be equally sad eventually. The earth, the universe, physics, quantum physics, the things we don't understand will balance out the scale. So if you find peace, you find peace in the fact that, you know, I will be unhappy some days and that's okay. I will feel depressed some days and that's okay. I will want to murder people some days and that's okay. I will have strange thoughts and that's okay, etc. You know, once you come to grip with that, you make peace with that. I'm telling you, you open up a whole new world when things don't go your way that are supposed to. That's why I believe in, Hinduism is the oldest religion known to mankind. And I don't know if it's considered an organized religion because, how people want to make themselves feel better, they always mark things a certain way. But I respect Hinduism. And I don't practice, I can't say I technically practice any religion, but any functioning any what am I trying to say any formulated religion that we have today, the closest ones that are doing it right is the Jehovah's Witnesses. They're following the teachings of the Bible the closest. Their administration is being ran the best. Their money is being spent the best. And they're preaching to people the best. And so, I mean, in that respect, I mean, you don't, and I don't want to bash anyone's religion. You do what you do. You believe what you believe. But a religion that will protect pedophiles is not one that I think anyone should practice. One that will hold wealth, or one that participated in destroying knowledge so that they could be the only religion left. Kind of tough. But yeah, like I said, what I was getting at was Buddhism and Hinduism, to me, are some of the most noble religions and the things that people, I think, should explore, even if you already have your own religion. Because religion isn't real. Jesus was a Jewish, by the way, if he had a religion. Because he was learning and teaching the Abraham. Why can't I say that? It's 6 o'clock in the morning, by the way. I've been up since 11 or 10, so I'm a little rusty. But Abrahamic. I can't say that word correctly. The teachings of Abraham. Okay, so the fact that we made a religion around someone we never met and we never got preached to seems a little sketchy. I just feel like it's like virtue signaling to the highest degree. I believe people don't really believe that all the things that they try to say and teach. I believe people use it as a token to treat people however they want and to be better than someone else. And anything like that should be destroyed. And in the Bible it says it will be. All false prophets, all these false religions will be destroyed. Because, I mean, they're taking people's money, they're misguiding people in advice. They've turned away many young people, many gay people, people with different lifestyles that they don't really understand. You know, I'd love for any people, lesbian or trans or gay or whatever, to find peace in the Bible. Why shouldn't they have that comfort? You know, I've gone through this, like, technically there is no such thing as abortion in the Bible. We live in a complicated world where women have to make complicated choices. And I don't believe in women just freely having sex and having abortions just for the fun of it. I don't believe in that, but I don't believe in excessive use of anything. I also don't believe in people speeding at 120 mile an hour down the freeway. I did it, but I knew what I was doing, and it was at night when there was no one there, right? So it depends. It is situational, and I am a hypocrite in that situation. But we're talking about someone's life versus me impacting my own, right? So, and there's plenty other examples. I don't believe in people open carrying. To me, a weapon is the dumbest thing you can ever do. I don't believe in that, but people do it. But I don't say nothing. I don't judge them. All I'm saying is, if you need to get one, get one. If it's the best for you right then, you can't handle it financially. You and your boyfriend are at odds. You just had a kid and you can't handle it. It wasn't planned. You were sexually assaulted. Anything like that, sure. But don't please use protection if you don't want a kid. Don't just do it because you know you can. That just seems rude. It just seems rude to me. I just don't see, like, okay, you know, I somehow obtained a license to kill, right? They pass a law and you get a lottery. One person in every county gets a lottery. and I'm just the guy that gets the ticket, I can go around and just shoot people in the head. At will. It's meant for me to be able to protect myself and carry a gun and help out law enforcement and track down drug dealers and track down rapists and track down child molesters and all that stuff and clean up the neighborhood and keep things in check. That's what it was meant for. But I could technically do whatever I want. Why would you do that? Same with men. Why don't we have a male birth control? Please tell me why. That's going to be the name of the episode. Found it. I'm going to write that down. Where is our male birth control, dude? Why can't I choose to protect myself in a way that would be less detrimental to everyone? First of all, birth control fucks women up. The way their sense of smell, our pheromones, right? It switches a switch in their bodies that says, okay, this guy is good to fuck. And then, oh, this guy is good to raise my baby. That's why you have so many single moms. So when you stop taking it or you miss a pill or whatever, it can have a drastic effect on that. And also, I would like to address, please, can we please address the society? Please, please, please. Can we stop calling black men dogs? Can we stop calling black men deadbeat dads? Can we stop calling and looking at black men like we're violent or we're scary? Because look at what your white men are doing to you. I know there's not a whole lot of black women that are going to listen to this podcast. So I'm speaking directly to the white ladies out there that will hopefully reach this. And white men, if you have a white girl that you want to hear this, go ahead and rewind to about 11 minutes and 45 seconds. And then I'll get that premise going. But what the fuck is going on, guys? Please explain to me. I'm seeing every single girl that I see on like Facebook dating. I deleted Tinder. I can't do it because I'm not looking for that. I just honestly want friends, and it's hard to find girls that just want friends, like a friendship. But anyway, it's just like they all have 2 to 3 to 4 kids, and they're all single. How did you decide at 4? And you know, they're pretty young, 23, 24, 25, 27, maybe 30. So you're gonna have 4 kids with someone. And then all of a sudden, like, nope, that's not the one. I wanna go do other things. And then I'm just asking, how does the further relationship go? So like, do you not get to have more kids? Obviously it's gonna be hard for a family to raise 6 children if say you meet someone else and then have 2 more kids financially. So you tax out your body with the kids. And I'm talking about, there's a large amount. I would not be saying this if it wasn't a large amount of women. I'm just saying, how does this work in this society? Like, you have, and so these women are taking care of their kids. I'm not saying they need anyone. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, at what point did you realize he wasn't the one? Did you not have signs before? Did you not think about leaving before? Did you not get help before? Like, let's come up with things together. And I would love to talk to anyone who experienced it. Let's figure it out. And I'm gonna change this song. It's ridiculous. Let's figure it out. Let's come up with a plan for women to feel more empowered, to pack their shit and leave. Don't pack your kids and take everything and leave. Shit, let him babysit for a little bit. Let him do a little work for a little bit, because that's why he's upset in the first place. Let's be honest. Most women who have children with the guy get upset because the guy makes the money. They stay home or they take care of the kids and go to work. And he feels like he doesn't have to do anything because he makes more money. Now, that's a normal situation. I don't know everyone's situation individually, and that's your chance to come on the podcast and talk to me about your situation. You have every right to do that or what happened. But I don't want to keep hearing this shit like black guys have kids and run. Black guys do this. Black guys do that. Because most black men that I know, that I've experienced, are fighting for their kid and then end up getting screwed by their baby mama. That's what happens every time. The baby mama will lie, cheat, steal, do anything they can just to spite them. Just to spite them. And I have my own personal story, but I don't talk about it. It's too long. It's too in-depth. It's just ridiculous. And I don't like to open up old wounds. You know, but I'm just saying, how does it work, ladies? You got four kids, you're 25, you're about to meet another 25-year-old, unless you want someone who's older who doesn't want kids. But they're not gonna want to take care of four kids. They're 40 or 30. So what's the deal? Two kids is manageable, right? You know, if the guy doesn't have kids yet, you know, you can have two kids, maybe have one, maybe two more. Like have one relatively soon and then have one later when the other ones are grown. And you know, that happens all the time. No big deal. You know, but yeah, I'm at a loss. Like people have no forethought. That's the issue with what's everything going wrong in America, in the Senate, in the legislative branch, and everything is no one is thinking about tomorrow. My mom always used to say, right, she'd go grocery shopping. My mom was a single mom our entire fucking lives. My mom is the strongest woman I've ever met in person that I've ever had the relationship or the chance to talk to. I'm not saying she is the strongest woman in the world, but she is the strongest woman I've ever laid eyes on. And that's a fact. I'll stand on that. With 10 toes, I'll stand. My mom is the strongest woman that I have ever met and laid eyes on. You show me a stronger one, and I will have a competition and probably get it monetized somehow. But she always told us she'd go grocery shopping, and then, you know, everybody start eating and blah 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 blah. People keep going in the kitchen, shit like that, you know, because everything's new or whatever. She's like, all right, you can do whatever you want. I ain't gonna tell you not to. But you got to think about tomorrow. And I'd be the only one that registered it. I'd be the only one to understand what she was trying to teach us. She was so wise. She was so wise. She still is a little bit. She's a little crazy now. My mom a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? My mom, she's lit. Not crazy like losing it. But my mom don't give a damn. She climbing on roofs. She's slipping down shit. She don't have no concept of her age or her body or nothing like that. She don't care. She's out here living the life, the farm life. She's about that. I'm trying to get her on the podcast. I can't get my own mom to get on my podcast because she's that exclusive. You know what I'm saying? She do numbers. But I'm gonna get her on. For you guys. You tell me, my mom is something else, bro. God's gift. She makes me so mad. There's very few people who make me as mad as my mom, but there ain't nobody that can touch her. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my mom. And the only person that can say something to her is me, because she earned that right. And I earned that right, you know? And I feel like if more people built relationships tight like that, you know, we wouldn't have, if you built that relationship, it's about a relationship first. It's about love first. Not sex, y'all. Y'all gotta stop thinking about that shit. Sex is secondary. Build that relationship. Me and my mom are best friends, bro. Be your girlfriend or your boyfriend's best friend or they's best friend. It don't matter who it is or what it is, but for real, be down, be loyal. Don't talk shit behind their back. Say it right to their face. You love somebody and they acting crazy, look them in their fucking eye and be like, you're acting crazy. Don't text their friend. Don't text your friends. Don't text the friend group. Don't do the second group chat. You know, don't post something cryptic on Twitter or something cryptic on Facebook. Be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? You're bugging. You're tripping. What the hell? What is your issue? And then you might get in a little fight, you might get in a little tussle, but they might come out and say, look, okay, whatever, I'm having a bad day, this happened, blah, blah, blah. Y'all talk it out, boom, closer than ever. And you do that a couple hundred times and y'all locked in forever. But no one want to put the work in no more. It's like everybody know the world's in it, but no one knows how. Everybody knows the world's ending, but no one knows how. Everyone's giving up. Look at the way we live. The poor look up and love the rich and buy their products with the money they barely scrape together while they're living in an apartment in small quarters, bunched together with a bunch of fucking people eating shitty processed food, drinking nasty ass city water. With this bullshit ass entertainment, and all they have to look forward to is more content that makes them rich, that makes the celebrities rich, because they're selling commercials and ads to poor people. Think about it, all these YouTube stars, most of these rappers, everybody is trying to sell an ad, bro. Facebook said to Congress, Senator, we sell ads. And those motherfuckers are Meta right now, buying shit. They just lost like $240 billion or million dollars in the news or whatever, but that don't matter. That's chump change. They gonna get it back. They're about to go in the hardware space. Crazy. Have you noticed that every other model of the VR is unavailable besides the Quest 2? They're building a whole new computer VR right now. Bruh, it's about to be nuts. VR, the metaverse, cryptocurrency, all that. And if the government didn't stop cryptocurrency, they would have already been taken off. But that's the world we live in. We live in an odd world. Shit don't make sense. Things ain't normal. That's okay. It doesn't have to be. We have to have our own mission. Each and every one of us need to be on a mission every single day. Okay, you need to be like, all right, and I'm gonna tell you mine. I got it written down right here. I'm gonna tell you mine right after I go through this. I'm gonna open up, let me open up this little file real quick. Look, you need a plan. What do you want? And then people are, oh, well, I want a new car. Nah, bigger than that. What do you want? Okay, well, I want a house. All right, okay, cool. House is big enough. You need a foundation. You need a HQ. You need a home base. Everybody should be a business owner. Everybody should have somewhere to stay. Everyone needs that. So, okay, a house is a good start. Boom. Where do you want to live? But the first thing is, okay, well, where can you afford to live? Shit is expensive, but the bubble is about to pop. By the end of this year, mark my words, it is February 5th, 2022 at 6:59 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Area code 98844, so you can pinpoint that shit. The bubble, the housing bubble will pop at the end of this year, 2022, or the beginning or mid of 2023. These houses people bought for all this money, $500,000 in Washington State, $700,000 in Washington State, $600,000 in Washington State, they are going to pop and they will be worthless. 2008 is going to look like a practice run. A practice run. The homelessness is going to happen because everything else is so much more expensive. People aren't going to be able to eat. They're going to be so upside down in their house. They're going to look, by then, right? Say someone bought a house in 2020. During the pandemic, 2020, 2021, right? They bought a house at this inflated rate. Say, call it $350,000 for a 1,500 to 2,000 square foot house. And it's three bedroom, two bath, Rambler, whatever, basic, right? They're in a decent neighborhood. And they bought it for, what'd I say? Let's say $300,000, $350,000, whatever, $250,000. So let's call it $300,000 for easy math. And I know I changed and I apologize. I'm going at a different pace right now. So they bought it for that much, $300,000. and it say it appreciated by now to 2022. By then, the end of 2022, it'll say it's to be 350, and then by the mid 2023, it'll be like 375, 365, call it 380 or whatever. When that bubble pops, that $300,000 loan, which they're probably still gonna owe, you know, because they already paid their down payment and everything. The loan was 300 grand. We'll call it 250. You know, they paid on it. Blah 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 blah. They'll have 250 grand on their loan. That house is gonna be worth, let's call it $100,000. 150 grand on a $300,000 loan. That's what happened. So I know most people know about real estate. If you're smart enough to be listening to a podcast, you probably knew this already, but just in case you didn't, now you know the very, very simplified version of how that fucking shit happens. The bubble pops, the whole market pops, everything pops, money drops, and everyone's like, oh, scrambling. And then all of a sudden, property ain't worth shit. Houses ain't worth shit because there's so many houses available. No one's looking to buy, and you can easily get a house. So supply and demand switches up almost instantly. That's why they call it a pop. So that's why land is always important, because land is, you can form it. Right now I'm building a house shop. Right now I'm looking at the design. I'm doing kind of like a castle setup, to where my garage is in the center and my garage protrudes about halfway into the house and then halfway out. And then I'll have two sections, and the house will actually wrap around the garage. So the first thing I'm going to build is the garage, because I have to dig post holes, and then I'll run the posts up. And then that way I can have a staging area for all the wood and all the tools and everything, so I can run directly like into the house. And then that way, when I'm going to close everything in and just be able to have my garage first, which is kind of the most important thing to me. Get the floors done, stuff like that, pump concrete in or whatever. So I'm getting started, right? So how you spend your money is your business, but, you know, get rid of that fucking car payment. You know what you should do? Find a way to save up money on the side. If you say, if you have a car payment right now, say you live in an apartment, you got rent, and you have to pay rent, right? You have to pay light bill, you gotta do all that stuff, you got a car payment. First thing you should try to do is get rid of the car payment. So you can try to sell the car, blah blah blah. I know that sucks and it takes work, but you can save up enough money to buy a beater. Who gives a fuck what you drive? If it gets you from A to B, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. Just wanted to say that. So I gotta get 9 cardboard forms at, you know, $12.97 a piece. That's $116.73 plus tax, right? So those are the little forms that go on the ground after I aug the holes, because I think we still have an auger. I know we have an auger, I just don't know what size bit. I went 10 inch because I want my posts to be wide and be able to not really shift or move at all in the ground. So I want 10 inch, but if I have to go to 8, that would suck, but it'd be absolutely fine. I'm sure it'd be no problem. But I'm going to try to go 10 or 12. And then the post brackets. So there's 18 poles, right? 18 poles that need to go up to make the shop. The brackets are $23.94 a piece. So that's $430.92. I should have added those up. And then I'm going to need 18 4x4 by 16 like pressure treated poles. I can't find a price for them online. I'm gonna have to call my local lumber supplier to do it. That's probably gonna cost me, fuck, I don't know, they're probably gonna be $60 a piece or something like that, maybe $70 a piece. I don't know, let me guess. I'm gonna say 60, so that's about $1,080. So to get my garage just erected. Oh, and then to get them stabilized, I need 105 2x4s by 8, which is $732. And then just a couple 2x4 by 10s, which is $283. So we're still talking. So if that's 1,000 estimated, Let me see. Let me write this down. So that's like roughly $2,500 to $2,700, right? That is on already owned land, obviously, but still, that's one step closer to your fortress. And what would you spend $2,700 in or on in like a 6 month period or a 2-3 month period, you know? Some people do that in a day, some people do that in 3 days, you know? But it's not something that you keep. It's not something that you're gonna build with. It's not something that's gonna push you forward. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to just spread positivity and good energy because I want everyone to have their own. Because at the end of the day, what do you wanna be doing? Do you want to be working every day to the day you die? To do what? To stay in someone else's apartment that you don't own that, or to stay in someone else's house that you're renting, you don't own it. Is ownership important to you? It might not be. It might not fit your needs, and that's okay. But I'm telling you, it feels good doing stuff yourself, learning on YouTube, learning from books, learning from people who are willing to reach out and help you. That shit feels good. It feels amazing. Telling you should try it. There's so many resources out there, so many beautiful people who will spend their time and just give you their knowledge, you know. And it will take me, you know, after I level the ground out. So here's the plan, right? So we rent the equipment, the backhoe. That's a 2 or 3 to 4 day ordeal. Once I get the land flat, you know, I got to get an area flat for the water tank up the hill. You know, I got to recut the road because I did it with like a pallet and some post holders, like some concrete post holders to weigh it down. So once, you know, and obviously we still have to wait for spring to melt all the snow off because we can't do anything until we can see dirt and the dirt's not frozen. So realistically, I'm still going to have to wait months for this to happen, but I'm planning. And that's what we should all be doing. Regardless of how big or how small you're doing is, like what people think you're doing is, whether you share your ideas and you don't get a lot of motivation back or you don't get a lot of positivity back about it, that's okay. You gotta keep moving. You can't allow people's opinions to get to you. You know, it's just not conducive. So let's see. Oh, let's talk about some stuff in the news. This whole stuff going on with Joe Rogan has been insane. And I know a lot of people don't care, don't listen to Joe Rogan. A lot of people have their idea of what he says or doesn't say, but a lot of those people actually don't listen to his podcast. So it's kind of hard to say, Oh, I feel this type of way about someone when you're listening to the newscaster say what he said rather than him say in context. I mean, he's made another apology that just came out on his Instagram. I listened to it. It was wild. I mean, we live in an imperfect world. We are all imperfect. And if people had a camera in our face all day, or people were paying attention to what we were doing all day, trust me, I believe there would be a lot worse to be reported about than what Joe Rogan does or half the other people. Trump is gone out of the media, so they need a new devil, and it seems like Joe Rogan has taken that place, in my opinion. Everything is racist, everything is anti-Semitic, everything is hate-based because that's the easiest way to get people riled up. And get clicks. They're dying off. The news as a whole is dying, and everyone knows it. There's no one who cares about the news. There's very few people. And if you looked at the viewership numbers, which you can actually see, I believe there's a way you can check them. I mean, they're doing worse than almost every channel of the like the big corporate guy, not corporate, but the big conservative guys on YouTube. Or Spotify for that matter. So It seems like planned attacks happening. I mean, people can do what they want. He did make a mistake. I mean, he made a big mistake. He said he did. But the thing, the difference is, it, I feel that he's sorry. When the news makes a mistake, they don't apologize. Unfortunately, when some police departments make mistakes, and I'm not talking about George Floyd, I'm talking more about, I can't remember her name, but the young girl who got shot in bed. That one still bothers me a lot. I mean, I handled a gun from 21 years old to 28 years old, 27 years old, whatever it was, every day with me. And I never had to draw it one time. Because de-escalation tactics. And I'm not a police officer. I'm not driving to issues, directly into issues either. But the thing is, and the fact that you have a taser, you have pepper spray, you have all kinds of a baton, all different. Beat the fuck out of Rodney King him before you kill him. You know what I'm saying? I'm more comfortable with you beating the fuck out of somebody for talking shit or because you're mad or you hate him. Beat him up, bruise him up. They'll heal from bruises. They can't heal from a gunshot wound. Like, we're not built that. We're not built different. Ain't nobody eating those. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. I'm just scrolling through this. Islamic State leader killed as U.S. attacks Syria hideout. The motherfuckers don't play with intelligence. We got the best intel. You know what? Shout out to the CIA. If there is a woman in the CIA that is ever in my area, I will eat your booty for free. Out of love for the agency, I will do some things. My phone just went off too when I said that. That's funny. I would do some things to you. I'll de-stress you, girl. For just being CIA, you ain't got to prove. I mean, damn, I guess you would know it because you would be able to find me. That's the difference. I would know it's you because you would be able to find me and you would know how to find me. But you would get it. I'm telling you, for your service to the country. The CIA is, I mean, man, the fact that when they go down, when a CIA agent goes down, there's no name given. There's no grave. There's no nothing. There is a star punched out of a concrete wall. There is nothing more savage than that. There is nothing more respectable, like more just I don't even know. There's no word for it. And whoever thought of that, I need to figure out. I'm gonna Google that after I get off this, because that's kind of a personal thing for me. I just feel a type of way about it. I really feel a type of way about it. And everyone's like, oh, agencies are corrupt. The FBI is corrupt as fuck. FBI know what's up. FBI probably listen to this podcast. Still monitoring shit. That's okay. I mean, the fucking people, everyone's got a little corruption in them. Whose team everyone's playing on? Everyone's getting their pockets greased. It just depends if you want to play ball or not, if you want to get in the ring or not. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you, I just feel like, I feel it in my soul that the CIA doesn't need to pick sides. There's so many threats globally that how could you have time to pick nationally? And I think that's why they don't like the FBI, is because they're fucking shit up nationally. They should be thinking the same thing. We have so many threats here on the soil. How can we worry about a presidential candidate? How can we be covering up crimes of a president's son while we got motherfucking terrorist cells in the form of white supremacists, niggas that know how to do RV bombs? That blow up buildings from the sidewalk that far away. Didn't have to drive into the front doors and nothing. I mean, I just think, like, man, we're at a weird spot. Do you see alien threat? I don't mean alien like through the sky. I mean alien from outside the border. Coming in and tearing shit up. Do you see motherfuckers getting beheaded anymore or any of that kind of crazy shit? You see anyone coming up and doing all that kind of barking and talking macho? But please believe, with all them weapons in Afghanistan and everybody armed up, they're going to plan something eventually. But you know what? The CIA is on that shit. They're probably listening to every conversation. They probably got people on the ground. They got people in the cell. That's the difference, though. How are you going to have to... They have to monitor their whole world. And the NSA, I don't know how I feel about the NSA. I feel like they don't play favorites. I feel like they just go with whoever's winning. They're that friend that's your friend until the other friend that you're beefing with is bigger than you. Like, if you, like, say, yeah, it's like a little high school beef or whatever over a girl. But the other friend starts winning, then they go over to that side. Then you come up with some shit, you beat his ass, then they come over to your side. That's how the NSA works. You know what I'm saying? You got a little cash, you got some cash, you got something going on, NSA will take care of it. You know, but everybody got hitters is what you got to understand too. And I don't know why we went down this road or how I went down this road, but I had to say, I love letter to the CIA every day. I have to have hope that they're the only ones left that just get shit done. You know, just like, you know, the devil dogs out there, they just get shit done. The SEALs out there just get shit done. Rangers just get shit done. No questions asked, no days off, no none of that. And people that don't appreciate that shit, fuck you. And I'll say that openly every day, fuck you. If you don't support the men and women who go out there, fight, and die for people they don't know, fuck you. They don't know us. They've never seen us. And they will go and jump in a fucking... They will jump out of a perfectly good plane to go kill people to defend what we have here because that's what they believe in. That is so crazy to me. You have to understand, those people will go kill people to make sure we can still maintain the order of democracy here. And they don't know you. They've never seen your face. They've never smelt you. They don't know if you're a good person or not. They just do it because that's what you're supposed to do when you're in their position. That's beautiful. Shout out to my armed forces. Know your mill. Shout out to the intelligence agencies across the world. And even shout out to the FBI, the good people at the FBI. There's plenty of good people at the FBI. Shout out to the Secret Service. There are good people at the Secret Service. Y'all all deserve flowers. And you're going to get them from me because I know I couldn't make this podcast in security with my nice little cushy setup in the middle of fucking nowhere away from every fucking human being possible without those people doing what they did. And I'm a black man. And I know there has been animosity between my people and the government. That shit gonna get solved one day. Watch. Another 10, 20 years, that shit gonna get solved. Because something's gonna flip. We're gonna stack enough money and put a reparations fund going. That's what we should do, is find a way to get money out these suckers out here who are rich as fuck out in these other countries. Get a reparations fund and just pay everybody, be done with it. Agree on an amount. Get the black leaders together. How much per person? Like, no, yeah, we need to fix the cities. Okay, yeah, we'll sign off on that. We need to get transportation where people can't get transportation in minority cities. Okay, we got that. We need minority specific increases in education. Yeah, we got you. Blah 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 blah. Do all that shit and then write a cash payout per person. And then after that, no more racial talk. No more, oh, he did this because I'm black. No more, oh, he did this, blah, blah, blah. No more mindset like that. Because that's the problem, is a mindset. You know what? Because you know what? Damn, oh, this bitch in the store kept following me, think I was stealing. Maybe she wanted to suck your pee-pee. Maybe she thought she was the finest thing on earth. Maybe that man was gay, didn't know you were straight, and he was following you because he was trying to get your number, trying to find a way to... He was so nervous. You were so beautiful. He was trying to get your number. He was trying to find a way to talk to you, didn't know how, so he just kept falling down the aisles. And maybe that's not the truth. I know it's not, but you can think that if you got to. You can ask him, hey, excuse me, can I help you? I just noticed that you were around, and I just didn't know if you needed to talk to me or you said... And then confront people in a manner that is respectful. Etiquette training, because regardless of what you motherfuckers think, you need it. And that's straight up. Get some etiquette training. Everybody talking nice. Everybody looking nice. Everybody dressing nice. Get your shit together. Look like we did in the 20s. You know what I'm saying? People don't see what black people were doing. They were building. Before our shit got blown up and people were stealing and robbing and fucking up everything they had, black people were on. White people took a lot of stuff from black people. And I'm not trying to take none away from white people. Y'all did a lot of cool shit. A lot of cool shit. I ain't taking shit. You think a black person wanted to go to the moon? Maybe a little bit, but not actually do it. So, kudos. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of things, a lot of culture things that right now, every white kid, probably under the age of 25, lives in black culture. All the slang is black slang. Everything is black slang. Go on Twitch right now. I don't care how old you are. Open up Twitch. Go to any random YouTuber. Listen to 30 minutes. And they're probably going to be white because I don't know what the percentage is, but there are like no black streamers. And anytime I see a black streamer, I follow them just to make sure they have that follow. I try to watch a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But go to there and go to a white person stream and listen for the language that they use. It's all black culture. It's all hip hop culture. So 10, 20 years when all these old fucks start dying and their grandpas don't make them feel bad for doing certain things and, you know what I'm saying? They don't feel bad for having black friends or having a black boyfriend or girlfriend. And you're going to have a lot more mixed babies. You're going to have a lot more mixed cultures. A lot more people sitting down at dinner together, eating different kinds of food together, just making different kind of decisions on how they lead their life because they're living their life through a different culture lens. They're not living their life through their parents' lens. And that's the biggest thing. This generation is going to find itself. Our generation is half and half. They're too busy trying to impress their parents. They're too busy trying to be someone who they're not. But the ones behind us don't give a fuck. And I love it. I love it so much. Like, I think that they're going to do great things. Like, cause I have to believe they are, you know, I got a little boy, you know, he's 5 and I don't even know what their generation is going to be called or if they're called something already, but you know, his future isn't written yet, you know, and it depends on those people and, how we act as well. So all I can do is hope for a good future, you know, and I would love to bring more children in this world, regardless of how bad it is, because my children are going to be the ones to fix it. That's how I feel. I would breed children who are going to be the ones who are going to take the initiative to change the world. You know, I don't want to look back at my life and say, you know, oh, what I do. And then not be able to say anything. I feel like, in my opinion, that's a waste. You know, a lot of people look back and like, oh, how was your life? Or, you know, what'd you do with your life? And then they look back and it's all about stuff. Oh, well, I had this and I had this and I lived here and I traveled here for vacation and I did this with this wife and I divorced her and then I got a new wife and she was younger and then we did this and then this. I didn't mention their kids, didn't mention their parents, didn't mention anyone that they talked to. I still remember the motherfucking cab driver that picked me up from JFK when I landed in New York for my little training thing for my little job. I thought I had his number on my phone. I can't remember his name off the top right now. But beautiful human being. The conversations you have with people are amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I just remember, those kinds of conversations. I remember taking those flights and just being up 30,000 feet in the air, just thinking like, damn, like someone built this motherfucking plane. Like asking myself crazy questions about a plane in my own head, just having a good ass time and just passing time. Just thinking like, fuck, like how am I gonna get all these motherfucking screws in here? Where's the batteries at? You know, like, damn, like what the fuck? What the, you know, just all kinds of crazy stuff. Just things people think about or don't think about. I don't know, but the point of the matter is, like, where are you at mentally when it comes to what you've done? You know, yeah, sure, like, making money is great, but I'd rather make, you know, say I make $1 million doing this high shit, this hot shit that's all about always being gone and always being the public eye, photo shoots and making content and everyone's opinion and brand deals and ads, or I can live with no bills, absolutely no bills besides the basic, maybe a phone, you know, gas for the truck, gas for your cars, food to eat, stuff like that. You know, live on some land, eat off the land a little bit to help supplement the bills. And then you have a hobby that you love that you built on your land too. So you build a garage, you build a house. Someone I know loves cars. That'd be me. So build a shop. And then you leave enough room to build a bigger shop if you have to expand right next to your house. Already on, or that's going to get paved too when you, or that's going to get cut too when you get the backhoe. Then you work a little bit. You work hard. You know, and you do well. You get one product. You sell one product. That's your only goal, is to, you know, figure out what you can do in this space that's good. You make one product and you sell that thing. And you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. But the thing is, it can happen. You just gotta put your, you gotta put your life into it. You gotta put everything into it and believe, man. You gotta believe that shit. That shit's powerful. The power of belief, bro. You believe you can't do something, and guess what? You have, like, sometimes you believe you can't do something, you do it. Like, oh damn, I can't believe I can flip this. I can flip this little bottle over and it land on the cap, and then it do it, and then you're super surprised. But the most time, you know, you gotta believe you can do something. Put that belief in yourself. Don't externalize your power. Don't put your belief in no one else. Don't put that power to anyone else. You know, make sure that you're the one you love. You're the one that you believe in. You are your own rock. You don't need a boyfriend. You don't need a girlfriend. You know, you don't need a family. You don't need a kid right now. You know, you, all you need is yourself, and you need to get yourself right. Drink fucking water. Take vitamins if you have to. Go to the doctor. Get a checkup. Get some blood work done. You know, get your shit right. Be fucking ready to take on any obstacle so that you can work hard. You can get out there. You know what I'm saying? You can actually, you feel good enough that you can go out and chase your dreams, baby. Chase the motherfucking dreams. Have the energy to chase your dreams. Eat better. Eat oatmeal in the morning or some eggs. Get enough protein or some lentils, some chickpeas, whatever. People who don't eat meat, I'm trying to be inclusive. Whatever you guys eat, get out there. Eat a big meal in the morning. Get that shit. Have a plan. Write things down. Go to Walmart. Spend $1. Get some pens, some ballpoint pens, some cheap ass pens, so it makes it fucking feel gritty. Get some pens, and then get a notebook. Get one or two, make it bright, so every time you walk past it, you see I have a neon yellow or a neon green, whatever color. I'm colorblind, so please excuse me. Notebook. So I leave it on the open page every day, right where I can see. I walk by it, I see it every day, and it makes me want to do something, and it makes me want to write in it. That's what I did before the podcast. I was working on the building, trying to determine how much wood I needed and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not hard. I want the best for everyone. We can do it as a fucking whole. We can do it. No one is stopping us. There is no man. That's kind of like the weird. Okay, so there is a man, but not at the level we're talking about, baby. We're at the bottom. We're just trying to, let's get some land. Let's buy some land somewhere. Little piece. It could be a 0.15 acre. That's enough for a little cabin. That's enough for a little awning for you to park your car. You know, get something. You know, going on a, you know, this is what you guys should do. If you have a friend group, find an acre or two. All go in on that acre or two, and then end up putting little tiny houses on it. They have $50,000 houses that'll unfold, and they're coming out here real soon. Even Elon Musk said they're a good idea, and I was looking at them, and they look amazing, fully furnished, all that kind of stuff. And they put some houses on there, and they have bathrooms and stuff like that. Get a well dug, you know, plumb it and stuff like that, and oh my God, y'all be living good. You and your homies all next to each other at all times. You know, get a little meal. You can even pave a cul-de-sac. Y'all can be living like motherfucking the Joneses. And don't worry about nobody else. Who cares? Look, we're all gonna die. Just not right now. So spend your time enjoying it, but just everyone needs a home base. Everyone deserves somewhere that feels comfortable, that they don't have problems, that they can go recharge at. Think about this. What if your cell phone charger was in the was 10 miles away and everyone could use it, and you had to go there every day, and that's the only place you could charge your phone? And you had to sit and wait in line, and maybe it took 20, 30 minutes for you set your phone in there. It takes 10 to 30 minutes or whatever. And you charge it, but you had to either communicate with people around you or just stand in line or whatever. It'd be boring or it'd be annoying. And then you have to drive back home. What if that's how it was all the time? Well, that's kind of how it is living around a bunch of fucking people. Humans are not designed to live around a bunch of fucking people. The more people that you live around, the worse your life is going to be. Look at Los Angeles. Look at how many people left California. How many people are fucking flying out of New York into Florida, into Texas, into these big ass rural states where there's a ton of room, acreage, where you can have no neighbors. It is a simple philosophy. It's been scientifically proven by psychologists and by is it civil engineers who determine like traffic and the flow of like cities and streets and stuff like that? They even know that people living in tight spaces is a serious problem. So I'm running out of time, guys. I'm almost to my hour. I try to keep it to an hour just for listening's sake. I know you guys. I know you guys hear me sometimes. I know there's some people, if it's just one person, a podcast, that something rings to them, that's enough for me. I'll continue to do this for the rest of my life. To the day I die, I'll be on my fucking deathbed and I'll speak into this mic. I'll find a way, I'll do it from my phone if I have to. And I'll speak into this mic with my last breath if it helps somebody. That's all this is about. I don't care about the money. I fucking hate money. Money ruined my life. People wanting money or expecting money from me, my friends, my family, or whatever. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me, was being successful. I want to make you feel heard. I want you to make you feel understood. I want you to know you're not alone. I understand you. And if I don't right now, I will spend the time to understand you. You message me, you email me, where's dyingbreeddiscussions@protonmail.com. So that's dyingbreeddiscussions@protonmail.com. Email me there. I need to be better at checking it. Or just hit me up on Facebook. I think it's Founder Guardian 117 is the username on that. And then on Instagram is probably, honestly, Instagram is probably the easiest. It's just @FounderGuardian, or at Twitter, it's @FounderGuardian. And Twitter, I see the best, because I honestly think they have the best notification system. So if you're on any of those sites, hit me up. You got a problem going on? Let's talk about it. I will spend as much time as you want trying to fix something. Because why not? I mean, if that's my purpose, to help people, and this is my way of giving back, I'm cool with it. I love doing this. I love having my mind emptied onto the microphone. I'm able to kind of let things go and just get it out and share my love for the people out there. I know there are people in situations they don't want to be in. And I know it sounded like I was talking harsh about a certain group of people today, but I'm not. I was just trying to be honest to let you know, like, I can see shit that people think that isn't being seen. Like, it's not that hard. We are in a world that's confusing and that's hard. But that's okay, because it's all gonna make sense one day. One day, I promise you, it'll make sense. I love you guys so much, and I mean that. I hate when people say it and they don't. Stay tuned for the next episode. I don't know when it's going to be out. Hopefully, my mom will be on. Please, please, please spam it. Tell her to get on. And until next time, call your parents. Tell them you love them. If you don't have your parents, call someone and tell them you love them. Thank you.